We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
In the Morning Show.
Dua Lipa on the way. You know, I have almost mastered the dance that she performed at the Grammys.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's all over it. TikTok. All the kids are doing it.
Please do it when she's here.
Oh, no, I'm not there yet.
Oh,
I'm close.
Okay, that's good.
I'm very close. Anyway, Dua Lipa on the way. She had a tattoo the other day. I'm going to ask her where she got her tattoo. We've got all the deep probing questions coming up. Dua Lipa, and here she is.
There you go.
Hey!
Love it.
Okay, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
New York City traffic sucks, doesn't it?
It's been bananas. But I'm here.
You're here.
And I made it just in the nick of time.
We're saying it to Dua, and if you come to New York, you know what we're talking about. If you're running early, then you're like, why did we leave the hotel so early?
Yeah.
If you're running late, it's like, why did we leave early? There is no happy medium. Welcome to hell. We call it home.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's very interesting because when your first album came out, what year was that?
2017. Yeah.
Okay. And that's when you're getting that. Getting that motion going, right?
Mm.
Second album, pandemic, right?
Yes.
But we still loved it.
Thank you.
This, the third album, this is like, okay, there's no excuses. There's no way you can't hide.
No, not at all.
And it sounds so awesome. How proud are you of your album?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud. And also, it's like a new experience, you know, doing, I don't know, the promotion side of things in a completely different way. It's like, oh, I can actually go out there and see the fans and hang out and do shows and things that I didn't have the opportunity to do with the last record until 2 years after it was released.
Right.
So this is like, it's new stomping ground. I love it. I'm really happy.
It is stomping. It's boots on the ground, man. You're running. I mean, is it to the point now where you're like, whoa, is this what this is like forevermore? I mean, yeah. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot, but it's fun. It feels like such a release now as we're getting closer and closer to the album coming out. It just feels surreal, you know?
When you originally started writing, didn't you go into CVS and buy like a notebook and then write all your songs in it because you loved CVS or something? I heard a story.
Well, yes, I definitely love CVS. I feel like I go... I end up going to CVS and just buying a lot of random stuff I don't need. I think that's really what happens with most of my CVS hauls. But I really needed a notebook. Like, I just needed somewhere to write down my ideas. I didn't realize how important that notebook would end up becoming. I was like, I'm going into the studio, I need a notebook. And it ended up becoming this, like, relic almost with all my words and my lyrics and stories and stuff for everything that I've written for this album. So
lock it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, every artist we have in, we love asking about the writing process.
Mm.
So yours is a CVS notebook. A lot of people use voice notes on the phone.
Yeah, I do voice notes too, but I think I wanted to get off my phone as much as possible because I spend so much time on it that I was like, I just want to put pen to paper and kind of see the words. And it was just a new, I don't know, experience. And I loved having something, you know, to hold and to read and to see. It really felt like a diary that I
and it won't disappear if you drop it in the toilet.
Definitely not.
Like a
now
phone.
Now I have it, like I have it, you know, photocopied and saved.
Very
and,
good.
You know, scanned, and I, you know, so nothing will happen to it. I want to
You've been very
forever.
Busy to us. So the Grammy performance, which was unbelievable.
Thank you.
Have you been to TikTok? Have you seen all of
the dances?
Everyone's learning your dance. Because that dance was fierce. You have to agree.
Thank you.
In heels, no less.
Thank you. In heels. You got to. You got to give it some like sass or something. And I feel like in heels, I just move better.
Right.
But I think it was really one of my dancers as he had took my mic and he goes, let's go. That was like the hype, excitement part that everyone kind of latched onto, and then they're like, all right, let's recreate the dance routine. But it was just so much fun. We had such a blast putting that together.
Wow. Did you ever see Kinky Boots, the musical?
You've seen
the Kinky Boots, haven't you? The tall red boots with the high, fierce heel.
Maybe.
Oh, pull up a picture. I'll show you. So at night, I go home. I close the blinds. I put on my Kinky Boots. I'm almost halfway done learning your dance.
When it's done. Did you do a video?
No, I'm not, it's not
Come
time.
On. Come
it's
on.
Not time. It's not time.
He's on. Not time. Oh, Kinky Boots.
He actually has them.
Okay, I gotta see it.
Not yet.
I gotta see it.
You didn't go on that Grammy stage until you were ready. I will not show you my kinky, my Grammy dance. So you were with Seth Meyers and you got a tattoo.
Yes.
Were you really day drinking with Seth Meyers?
Not only was I day drinking, I got blackout.
Okay, good. What was your cocktail of choice? I forgot.
Well, unfortunately, it was like an involuntary cocktail of rum, vodka, gin, tequila.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. No.
And all of the above.
Bull.
It was a blast. We had the best time, but I should have paced myself.
Well, you
and
didn't.
I was like, I can handle this. I can drink. And it kind of backfired.
It looked like a fun day, but you ended up
really
getting
fun.
A tattoo.
Yeah.
We did.
Is this your first tattoo?
No.
Okay.
It's my 20th.
Okay.
Whoa.
So
all
right.
Nice.
I've got a couple, but they're all quite small, so I have lots on my hands and arms.
I wasn't looking. I'm almost 60 years old. I still don't have my first tattoo because I can't make up my mind.
But don't do it.
I want to do it.
Don't do it. It's cooler without.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Wait, you have 20-something tattoos.
I have 20-something tattoos.
It's cooler without.
Yeah, because now I've like started, so I might as well carry on. But if you don't have any, it's almost like more rare not to have any.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I wouldn't even start.
I just want one.
I'm
going to put it like on my boobs, so as my boobs start to fall toward the ground.
Kinky boobs.
Absolutely. Exactly. Why not?
Yes.
Let's get to the music. So here you are. If you're in the business or if you're not, just understand this is the promotion time where we have this album, we have this music we want to share with the world. So we're going to travel to every corner of the earth to make sure everyone understands this album. What is the album? Talk about Radical Optimism. Mm. What is it? I know that's a stupid kind of broad-based question. But
well, Radical Optimism to me is a term that was introduced through a friend of mine, and it basically resonated with me through the whole time I was writing the record, which is about resilience. It's about rolling with the punches. It's about when things don't go your way, of keeping like an optimistic mindset. It's thinking about when something goes wrong, how you feel like a week later, a month later, and you look at things in hindsight or with perspective and you go, oh, like I can't believe I was that worried about this thing, you know. It's over, it's done, you know? And I think with that in mind, that kind of helps to have a more positive and optimistic approach that when things are bad, they're not going to be bad for forever. And having that kind of ideology in your mind makes all the bad things okay, because you know that you just have to get through them. That's how you learn, that's how you grow. It's outside your comfort zone where you progress. And that's kind of the radical optimism that I feel like we all need in life, to just keep it moving.
You have an advantage, and musicians who put albums out have an advantage over the rest of us who don't, and that is being able to chronicle where you were in life. For instance, you are not the same Dua Lipa as you were when you did your first album.
No, absolutely.
You're not even the same Dua Lipa you were when you did Radical Optimism. You have changed. You know what I'm saying?
Even when I started this record, I've grown so much.
So you can look at your body of work and go, that's where I was then. I'm not really there anymore. I'm a different woman now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I look at it fondly because it's like a time capsule of a point in my life where I was, and it's nice to look back at it and be like, oh, I've grown so much from that point to where I am now. And I guess that's the fun of it.
I read that not only are you having fun with this tour, because now we're these promotional tours that you're doing now and going out and talking to people, but that you also have a book club.
I do.
And I find this fascinating. Do you actually read the books or do you listen to Audible?
No, I read the books. You read them? Yeah. I love. I think maybe it's, again, the thing like the notebook. Like, I love to have the physical copy. And it's just so fun. I love when a book's like really like
warm.
You have
no idea. You are touching like such a special part of my life. Yeah. Because I have read, what was I telling you today? 14 books since January already.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah.
And I have to have the physical copy as well. I listen to Audible too, but because I like to pass them on like they're my babies to people.
Yeah, and you give them. Yeah, I love it.
I would like you to experience this. Here you go.
Yeah, I love this so much.
Special.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would imagine that reading so much also helps you in the writing process.
1,000%. I think it just expands your vocabulary and also just like your train of thought, your perspective. You understand emotions in a completely different way. Even things that you haven't been through, you kind of see it from someone else's eyes, and it's moving.
Do you gravitate toward autobiographies or literature or trashy novels?
I love fiction.
Okay.
Mainly. Something that I read recently that I loved so much was Lincoln in the Bardo by George Saunders. And it's just so quirky and interesting, and the way that it's written is just beautiful. It takes a second to kind of get into the voice of it, but I think you'd like it if you just love to read a lot.
You should
give it a go. It's the kind of book that you should sit through and read it in two sittings. But it's I love fiction because I love to dive into a different world.
And when you said the title, a lot of people listening going, oh my God, Dua Lipa read the same book.
Yeah, right.
The Dua Lipa clap, the double clap.
the double clap? Like the... Okay. I love that. That's a Dua Lipa clap.
Well, no, it is. But I said there could be a problem if you're doing a big concert in a sold out arena, and rather than standing up and applauding at the end of a song, they just stand up and go, and then
that's it.
That'd be amazing.
That would be
like, I get it, but I don't get it.
I need more.
I'm in. Are you having fun?
I'm having the most fun.
What's the most fun about this? I know that may be a stupid question, but. Any answer will work.
I think it's just exciting. Every new experience is so fun. And, you know, since I've been able to, like, talk about the album title and, like, start releasing titles of the songs and stuff, it's just been so freeing because I can really explain what everything's been about. I think in the beginning when I'm just releasing singles and trying to keep everything secret, that's so hard to talk in code. So now I'm like,
now
here it is. Yeah. It's coming.
A lot of texts are coming through. Dua presents the best shows. Most of the artists these days just sing and run across the stage. You, dancers, choreography, everything. Amazing. Love
Thank
Dua.
You.
I just watched Argyle. You can do it all. How much fun was Argyle?
Oh, it was so much fun. So much fun. I loved being on set. It was, again, an experience I didn't know what to expect from, and everyone was lovely. I worked a lot with Henry Cavill and John Cena on my parts, and they were so lovely and generous with their time and just like patient with me while I just kind of figured it out on the job. And it was really fun.
It was like reading a great book. Obviously, Argyle. It was just so beautifully done. I'm just blown away at the imagination and the creativity that people have. Because you start watching Argyle, I'm not going to give anything away if you haven't seen it. You start watching it, and they're like, "Whoa, where are we going?"
It's a whirlwind. It's such a ride, and I guess that's like the Matthew Vaughn,
right?
Mind. Yeah, there's just like lots of ideas, and it's. It's very much his thing. It's so cool.
Now, you do take time to read books. Do you watch film?
I do watch film, yeah, but I prefer to read, I guess.
Oh, but. Gosh, I love her more and more.
Oh, exactly. Says these things. But, you know, the Gentleman.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. I've seen the film, but I haven't seen the series.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's really good.
Guy Ritchie.
I love the movie, but Guy Ritchie, yeah.
Incredible.
It was so good. Is there a book that you've read that you just think, oh, my God, when and if this becomes a film, I got to be part of it?
Ooh.
Let's make it happen right now. Speak it into existence.
I don't know about like being in it. I would love to like maybe be in the behind the scenes. I'm a really big fan of the author Douglas Stewart, mm-hmm. and he wrote this incredible book called Shuggy Bane, and I kind of know that one's in the works.
Oh,
I'd love to like
maybe make music for it,
get involved somehow, for sure.
Do you love being a redhead, and how much dye do you see in the shower?
I love being a redhead. Yes. The maintenance is a nightmare. Yeah. It does look like I've murdered someone every time I get into the shower. Usually on the first wash, and then it kind of calms down. Yeah. But I love it. I don't know. I have a lot of fun being a redhead.
Nice. How often do you have to keep up with it?
I have to dye it every like week and a half to kind of give it a color.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks so good. Thank
the you. Payoff is very strong. Yeah,
it's fun.
I'm going to go back to something you were talking about a second ago about how life is basically paraphrasing. Life is just full of adventures, trying new things, doing exciting things on your promotional tour, this and that. Mm. I'm thinking of someone in their car in traffic going to work right now going, gosh, how can I apply a life like that to me? Let's say you don't have choreographers and you don't have Grammy performances. Mm-hmm. You don't have a life full of studio recording sessions and writing sessions, but you have a life where you whatever your life is, there's got to be a way that any of us can have the Dua Lipa life where we are experiencing new things. How do you like scratch the surface with like diving into things that are almost frightening because they're so new and different?
I think it's easy. I think it really just starts, like, you just have to start by saying yes, you know? I think whether it's trying a new restaurant and eating something that you probably wouldn't do before, like, that already is, like, diving into the deep end in something maybe that you wouldn't have thought you would have done before. I think you can find different things, exploring a new part of town, a new bookstore, a new film, a new, like, there's so many different ways to kind of include that discovery into your life, you know?
It's scary, though. I mean, to show up on set at Argyle, were you a little nervous? I mean,
Definitely. Absolutely. But I get nervous for even, like, my everyday job that I think I'm good at, you know? I'm like, I get so nervous because I want to be really good at it, and I want to like be precise or like deliberate with my actions, or you know, make sure that I give 110% to what I'm doing. So when I'm going into something where really I'm on like shaky ground, and my feet are dangling off the edge, as I like to kind of call it, where it scares me, where I'm out of my comfort zone, then of course I'm much more nervous, but I'm willing and ready to just kind of learn.
So anyone in life can do this.
Of course.
And that's the magic thing.
Of course.
And I always say, and they get tired of me saying the same thing over and over, but there is such a thin line between fright and excitement, right?
Yeah.
And it's good to have that courage to go, okay, you know, I'm going to do a pottery class. I'm going to try to make a vase. It's going to look like a misshapen penis, but I'm going
to
try.
No, but it's true, because you have to, like, for me, for example, like, I know I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't, that's like, it's stick people at the very best.
Me too.
But I would like throw myself into the experience and just be like, all right, this is going to look terrible, but it's, you just got to do it, you know, just jump into it.
Courage.
It's like, so the pottery thing is a perfect example. I haven't done that yet. I'm too scared, and I should.
It's a lot of misshapen penises.
Happens.
Just warning you for a friend. Thank you for coming in here
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course, Radical Optimism. It's more than just a bunch of music on an album. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of taking chances. It's the feel and texture of different sounds with different collaborations. I mean, there's so much more that goes into these things than we were aware of, and that's why it's important on this tour that you remind everyone of what goes into this album. It's so cool. A lot, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Dua Lipa.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dua. Have a great day.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Eminem.
Hey, this is Ava Max.
Justin Bieber here.
Hi, this is Elton John.
This is Britney Spears.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.